My guest at this time is Dr. David Curry. He is the president and CEO at Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide serving the persecuted Christian church. On Wednesday, Open Doors USA released its 24th edition of the World Watch List. That is the list of nations that are the worst persecutors of Christians. It lists the worst 50 offenders, and as comes as no surprise, North Korea once again at the very top of the list, but there are some significant moves since the 2014 list, and we'll get into that as well. And Dr. Curry, it's always good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Greg. I sure appreciate it.
Well, as we said, North Korea is still number one. Somalia is still number two. A little bit of shifting in some countries in the top 10. The big issue that you point out, and certainly if you compare the list from this year to last year, is how many African nations have moved up considerably in the list. Kenya, the biggest mover, from 43 to 19. Djibouti from 46th to 24th. Nigeria makes the top 10. Sudan up 5 points to number six. So what is the biggest reason why Africa has seen such a growth in persecution just in the last year?
Well, you're right. Africa is one of the big surprises on the 2015 World Watch List that Open Doors has produced this year. And I think the findings are troubling because essentially what we're seeing is that the Islamic extremists that have been residing within Africa are learning the lessons of the Islamic State. They're taking the tactics, the strategies of the Islamic State, and seeing the success that they've had with this leadership vacuum in the Middle East from Western governments, and now they're implementing it in Africa. So unfortunately, it does not bode well for things to come, because we're just now beginning to see them get very strategic in Africa, in countries like Nigeria, where more Christians, as far as our documentation, were killed than anywhere else last year in Nigeria by Boko Haram. Kenya is another area that's very problematic. Sudan, another area where extremists, Somalia. So you've got several issues there in the World Watch List related to Africa.
Dr. Curry, in addition to the growth of radical Islam in some of these African countries, Africa, to a large extent, is where we're seeing some of the most exciting growth in the Christian church. How much is that a factor in this as well?
This is a very interesting point. You've got countries like Nigeria where there is a majority of Christian population. It's not as though Christians don't exist on the African continent. What you've got, though, is a small but significant and violent ideology. Small relative to the number of Muslims in the world, but radical Islamic extremist groups are very dangerous, and they're attacking Christians, even in countries where you might say there's a Christian majority. I think that also tells us that there's some lessons there for us. We're not safe here in the West from radical ideologies. I think, unfortunately, I believe in times to come, we're going to see attacks on churches in the West. We are seeing attacks in the West already. We saw one today against this group in France. But, just to put it in a little bit of perspective, we're mourning today the loss of 12 lives in France at the satirical magazine. Boko Haram kills 10 Christians every single day on average. If you average it out last year, every day, Boko Haram executed 10 Christians. So it's a massive, massive problem. The fact that nobody talks about it is more to our shame than I can even imagine.
Let's go to the Middle East for just a few minutes here. Obviously, Iraq and Syria in the news a lot with the rise of ISIS, yet those two countries still 3 and 4. So if ISIS is dominating your country and you're still not in the top two, obviously North Korea and Somalia are just about as bad as it can possibly get.
What the world needs to understand is that this watch list, the 2015 watch list, documents the most dramatic increase in violence and persecution of Christians in the modern era. So it's really dramatic. North Korea is number one again for 13 years in a row. And frankly, Greg, we have a difficult time documenting all the violence. We only report in the World Watch List what we can absolutely document. So when we say that the number of Christians executed for their faith has doubled in the last year, many of the people who we believe were killed in North Korea are not even included in that number. So it's significant. They are far and away the worst persecutors of Christians. There's 70,000 Christians in labor camps today in North Korea, and they've been there. That's the problem. It's been going on for so long, people just assume it's status quo in North Korea. But we have to rank this based on the facts as they exist.
One thing that might surprise a few folks, Dr. Curry, is the fact that Saudi Arabia dropped from 6th to 12th. Is that a result of things getting better there, or just things getting a whole lot worse in other countries?
Saudi Arabia is a fascinating case for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's one of our, you know, economic partners, but yet there are zero religious freedom for Christians in Saudi Arabia. We can't kid ourselves. The fact that it has dropped in the rankings has nothing to do with any increased freedom for Christians. There's no freedom for Christians. There's no churches allowed for Christians. There's no distribution of Bibles or freedom for people to convert to Christianity if they so choose. People can't think for themselves and decide for themselves whether they're going to have faith or no faith at all and what that faith will be. It's a sad state of affairs in Saudi Arabia. But they did drop only because other nations were even more violent and even more oppressive than Saudi Arabia this year.
Dr. Curry, you mentioned a few minutes ago that this threat to religious freedom is creeping westward. There's three new countries on the list that weren't there last year. One is Turkey, which is obviously right there in the border between Asia and Europe. Azerbaijan, kind of in that same general region. Another one that's going to shock a lot of people, especially given the proximity of the United States, is Mexico, and not just making the list, but at number 38. What is going on there?
Well, what's going on there is organized crime attacking priests, pastors, and wrecking havoc at churches in communities where they feel like they're losing their foothold. So it's not unlike Colombia, which has also popped up on the list over the years, where you have drug runners, drug cartels attacking churches and priests. So it is a majority Catholic, the Catholic expression of the Christian faith in Mexico, but it's not saving the priests and the pastors in these regions from death and from violence. So that's why it's ranking higher. It's even on the list this year, but certainly it's towards the bottom of the top 50, but there's significant issues there.
Dr. Curry, one of the most encouraging things in the light of a obviously very troubling report that you put out every year is the fact that the church continues to grow in many of these places in the face of horrific persecution that we really can't even fathom on our own here in the United States. What are some of the more encouraging, inspiring stories that you've heard or been part of personally when dealing with these folks who undergo such tremendous persecution on a regular basis?
Well, what's so heartwarming is the human side of it. I was just talking with a widow today. She was widowed because Boko Haram attacked her husband, a Christian who is a lay minister in the church, and stabbed him to death. Multiple times they stabbed him. He died. And her response, Greg, was so loving. It was just to forgive. In the name of Jesus, she's rebuilding her life. She's heartbroken, of course. But when you see the power of the Spirit, the human Spirit, when people are following the words of Jesus, it's so inspiring. So there's hope because God gives hope. But these situations are very dire in human terms.
What can folks do to help your efforts?
Well, you know what? I really feel, I'm here in Washington, D.C. today, I really feel like the world just doesn't get it. They don't understand that Christian persecution of Christians is a major story. It's a major issue. It's growing, and it's a lead indicator of where oppression is coming for everyone else. Everywhere you look where there's a major outbreak in the world today, first it was Christians. That's what happened in Iraq. For 10 years, they pushed Christians out. There was 1 million people 10 years ago who called themselves Christian. Now there's about 10, maybe 15,000 that are left. I mean, it is a leading indicator of where there will be trouble. So mark my words, if the world doesn't wake up to this, it's going to come their direction.
Dr. Curry, sobering indeed. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
Dr. David Curry is president and CEO at Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide assisting the persecuted Christian church. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.